And they couldn't pull their head back out of a hole.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I've heard that somewhere or other. Speaking of snakes, what kind of snakes do you have around here?
Well, they got three poison, but they have a lot of other non-poison. Chicken snakes, and black snakes, and water snakes. They're not poison. The big-headed snakes are, which are moccasins, copperheads, and rattlesnakes. Mm-hmm. That's the three poisonous. Florida, they got nothing. Coral snake. Mm-hmm. But we don't see many of them up here. I've never seen one. Mm-hmm. Two, three different kind of rattlesnakes. Timber rattles, and diamondback, mm-hmm. and the high-striking ones in the pine. I'm very familiar with them. And the old moccasins, they have rusty black looking things with big broad heads. And they don't get too long, about 4 feet, but they're big.
Do you see them in the city much?
No, I have to have water and cover. Mm-hmm. Very few snakes in the city that I know of. I've seen one or two tiny ones out here in the last 20 years ago. I don't know where they came from, but I haven't seen them since.
Speaking of water, when people had wells, what would they carry the water in?
Bucket.
Okay. What's it made of?
Well, generally made out of cedar. The old ones, now the metal ones now.
Mm-hmm. What would you carry milk in?
Pail.
How does that differ from a bucket?
Not much different.
Is it any different?
I'd say a milk pail was, if I remember right, most of them were straight up and down. The buckets had a slant to them a little bit.
What would you call the container that you might put stuff in to feed to the hogs?
Bucket? Slop bucket?
Pardon?
Slop bucket.
Okay. And then what would you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Any other name?
Skillet.
Which do you use most?
I say frying pan here.
Okay. Did you ever see one that had legs in it on it for cooking in the fireplace?
Yeah.
What would you call it?
I'd call that most of them have three legs. The reason they have three, because it rests on irregular surface. Mm-hmm. Four, wobble. Mm-hmm. I'd call that thing, most of them have a cover. I don't know, I can't think, I don't know.
Did you ever hear it called a spider?
Yeah.
You use that term?
Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard cuss people call them spiders. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
I don't think we ever had any here.
How about, talking of the days when they did the laundry at home, a big black thing that you might put out in the yard for washing the clothes, for boys?
Wash pot.
Mm-hmm. What would that be made of?
Cast iron. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did they use it for anything else other than washing?
Sure. Make a Brunswick stew and cook in it. I mean, I use the same one, but...
Well, I clean it out, I guess, between one operation and the other one. What is a container for cut flowers? I don't see any cut flowers in here.
Vase.
Okay, how about for
growing... Some people call it vase.
Would they hear?
Well, the difference in that is whether it costs $20 or less or more. Mm-hmm. It's a vase if it's over 20.
Oh.
A vase underneath.
Would you really say vase if it were expensive?
No, I do it for fun.
Oh, mm-hmm. What about the thing that flowers grow in?
You mean that little frog at the bottom?
Is there? Well, the container that the flowers grow in.
I call it you're talking about a little ceramic, red ceramic.
Or just
flower
a plate.
Pot.
Pardon?
Flower pot.
Yeah, that's what you call it?
Yeah, got a hole in the bottom for drainage. Mm-hmm.
And then at the table when you're eating, what are the utensils that are beside the plate?
Knives, forks, spoons.
Okay, and one of the thing that you cut with is one...
Knife?
Yes, okay, good. We're going along, moving along quickly here. Then, if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go and...
Wash the dishes. Mm-hmm.
And then after she washes the dishes to get the soap off, she...
Rinses them.
Mm-hmm. Then, what do you call the cloth or rag that you use?
Dish rag.
Yeah, and to dry them with?